Meg's doing her Foodies London, the West End Walk, this Saturday, March 19th. Goes at 10:45 a.m. from Green Park Tube. Meet by the fountain, in the park there, just outside the clearly signposted Green Park exit of Green Park Station. Here's a little advancer, a taster, if you will. I could listen to Anne all day because of that great voice of hers, but also because of the fascinating stuff you learn from her. Here she is.
I'm glad to see you can buy blood oranges right now. For a while, retailers were squeamish. Obviously, they thought the word blood was just too graphic for their sensitive customers, so they renamed them blush. Blood oranges have a short season, just a couple of months in late winter, early spring, and they're particularly sweet and juicy, with the added attraction of that blood red flesh. This is the right time of year for citrus. The first record of oranges in London goes right back to the 13th century, when Queen Eleanor of Castile bought figs and oranges from a ship moored in the port of London. The orange she bought, though, was a Seville orange, only suitable for making marmalade, duck à l'orange, etc. This orange had spread round the Mediterranean with the Arab conquests, and Queen Eleanor clearly wanted a taste of home. It wasn't until the 1500s that the Portuguese explored as far as China and brought the sweet orange back to Europe. Leonard Cohen fans will recall Suzanne, who brings you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. Available initially at a price, they were soon popular. Henry VIII's kitchen buys an orange juice strainer, doubtless at the urging of another Spanish queen, Catherine of Aragon. Samuel Pepys writes in his diary in the 1660s that he buys oranges in the theatre as a snack for the party he's brought with him. Today, of course, he'd be queuing up for those tubs of ice cream. Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement's. Ah, but which St. Clement's? All the other churches in the Rhyme are within the City of London, and there's a perfectly good St. Clement's in the city, St. Clement's Eastcheap. However, in the 1920s, the Reverend Pennington Bickford, vicar of St. Clement Danes in the Aldwych, decided it was his church in the Rhyme, and when the bells were rehung, he arranged for them to regularly play oranges and lemons. His wife wrote a special oranges and lemons hymn, and a service was held for children from the nearby St. Clement Danes school, at which each child was given a lemon and an orange. This continued right up to the arrival of COVID, so the 100th anniversary of the service had to be cancelled. And this year, again, thanks to COVID, there are no tickets for the public. Blood oranges come originally from Sicily, from the slopes of Mount Etna, and have a European PGI. Remember those from pre-Brexit days? Protected geographical indication. That meant that Jersey Royal potatoes had to come from Jersey, and Stilton cheese could only be made in certain places in a certain way. So the identity of those Sicilian oranges is protected. But non-Sicilian blood oranges from Spain are in the shops now. Their delicious names will transport you to the Mediterranean: Tarocco, Moro, and Sanguinello. They only grow successfully when the winter's cold enough to stimulate them to produce that nice blood red colour, the same pigment that turns leaves red in autumn. A learned paper on the subject by the American Society of Plant Biologists pays tribute to these healthful culinary delicacies. More foodie titbits are available on my Saturday morning walks for foodies, so please join me.